Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling cryptography, a really foundational topic in, well, everything digital.
It really is, underpins so much.
Yeah, and you've shared some interesting sources. There's a Reddit thread about CISSP prep, and then some actual CISSP study guide bits.
Right, a mix of formal and informal perspectives, which is useful.
Definitely. So our mission here is to sort of sift through these and pull out the key stuff they tell us about cryptography, why it matters so much in information security, basically a shortcut to understanding its importance based on this material.
Sounds good. Let's dive in.
Okay, so right off the bat, what's striking?
Well, it's just how often cryptography comes up. It's everywhere in these sources. Yeah. Whether people are chatting on Reddit about what to study or you're looking at the formal guide.
It's central.
Exactly. It's not just some side topic. It's core.
Yeah.
The message seems to be, yeah, try to keep attackers out, but you have to protect the data itself with crypto. That's the last line of defense almost.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the most obvious part of that is encryption, right?
Yeah.
It's mentioned constantly.
Constantly. As a fundamental security control for digital media. Basically scrambling data so intruders can't read it.
Like putting valuables in a safe, you know? Even if they break into the house, the safe protects the goods. Unless they have the key, of course.
Right. And it's not just about hiding it. The sources really stress protecting data at rest, like on your hard drive.
Or server.
And in transit.
Mm-hmm.
When you're browsing a website, sending an email, that whole journey.
So covering all the bases.
Pretty much. Protecting it wherever it is.
And they even name names, the sort of encryption heavyweights, AES and RSA are mentioned.
Yeah, those are the big ones highlighted. They're working behind the scenes securing your website visits with SSL TLS, you know, the padlock icon.
Yeah.
And also things like remote connections, like VPNs using IPsec.
So those specific algorithms are doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
They are. And they actually work differently. AES, that's the Advanced Encryption Standard, it's symmetric.
Meaning
it uses the same key to encrypt and decrypt. It's fast, really good for large chunks of data.
Mm.
RSA is asymmetric. Two keys, a public one to encrypt, a private one to decrypt. That difference is key, no pun intended, for things like sharing keys securely in the first place and digital signatures, proving who sent something.
That symmetric versus asymmetric distinction feels important. The guide makes a point of it too, especially for really sensitive data. Encryption isn't just nice to have, it's a requirement.
Yeah, a handling requirement. It's part of that bigger picture of secure data handling, classifying data, controlling access, deciding how long to keep it, how to get rid of it securely.
So encryption is one crucial piece of that puzzle.
Exactly. Think of it like layers of security, defense in depth. You need the policies, the access controls, and you need the technical safeguard of encryption for the really critical stuff.
And it just keeps popping up. Media security management, encryption's mentioned again.
Yep. A key control for digital media. The underlying theme is pretty clear. If it's digital and it matters, you should be thinking about encrypting it.
Seems like solid advice.
It definitely reflects the risks associated with digital assets, storage, transmission, loss, theft. Encryption helps mitigate those.
Okay, this was interesting. Even when talking about incident response, you know, after something bad has happened, the guide recommends encrypting logs. As part of securing your log management.
That's a great point. It's like securing the evidence itself.
Right. So even if the attacker gets access to the logs later, they're scrambled. It's protecting the security records from being compromised. Kind of meta.
It is. And it's smart. It protects sensitive info potentially in the logs, but also helps ensure their integrity.
Right.
Much harder to tamper with encrypted logs without the key.
Okay. Shifting slightly. Data masking. The sources bring this up too. Sounds a bit like encryption.
Similar goal, different method. Masking is more about replacing real data with like realistic looking fake data. So someone accessing it, maybe for testing or development, can't see the actual sensitive information, but the data still looks usable format wise. It's different from pseudonymization too, which is more about replacing identifiers with pseudonyms you might be able to link back later under controlled conditions.
Whereas encryption just makes it unreadable gibberish without the key.
Exactly. Encryption is about confidentiality through scrambling. Masking is more about obscuring for specific use cases, often non-production ones. They're not mutually exclusive. You might use both in different places.
Got it. Makes sense. Another place encryption shows up is asset disposal.
Oh, yeah. Critical.
When getting rid of old hard drives or tapes, it's listed alongside things like physically shredding them or using special software to overwrite data.
Because just hitting delete doesn't really cut it. Data can often be recovered. Encrypting the drive beforehand adds a huge layer of security if someone finds that discarded drive.
The data is useless to them without the key.
Precisely. Prevents data breaches from junked equipment.
Then there's network security. No surprise here, encryption is vital. TLS is mentioned.
Transport layer security, that's what gives you the S in HTTPS. It creates that secure, encrypted channel between your browser and the website's server.
Protecting everything you send and receive during that session.
Prevents eavesdropping, prevents tampering,
Yeah.
essential for online banking, shopping, anything sensitive.
And VPNs too, virtual private networks. The sources talk about them using encryption to create secure tunnels.
Especially important now with so much remote work,
Totally.
a VPN basically wraps your connection in encryption as it travels over the public internet to the company network. Keeps your data private from anyone snooping on the public Wi-Fi, for example.
Keeps it confidential, maintains integrity. Now, something a bit more specialized, HSMs, hardware security modules, the guide just touches on them.
HSMs, think of them as like super secure physical lockboxes specifically for cryptographic keys.
Ah, okay. So instead of storing keys in software.
You store them in this dedicated, tamper-resistant hardware. It offers much higher security, especially for really critical keys used for, say, root certificate authorities or high-volume transaction processing.
Like a vault just for the keys themselves.
That's a good way to put it.
It's just amazing how encryption weaves through everything. It's even listed as a fundamental security operation, just the act of transforming data into a secure format.
Yeah, it's presented as a core operational control, something security teams do as part of their day-to-day function to protect data.
And that extends into software development too, right? Secure coding.
Yes, the guide links data encryption within applications to secure coding practices. It's not just about the network or the storage, but how the application itself handles sensitive data internally.
Building security in from the start.
Exactly. Encrypting data within the app adds another defense layer, even if other vulnerabilities exist.
Okay, let's get a bit more theoretical. The Bella Padula model comes up. That's about confidentiality, preventing data leaking downwards to less secure levels. How does crypto fit there?
Well, encryption is a key enforcement mechanism for models like Bell Lapadula. If data at a top secret level is encrypted,
Someone with only secret clearance can't read it, even if they somehow access the file.
exactly, they don't have the key. So encryption helps enforce those mandatory access control rules based on classification levels. It stops the information flow.
Makes sense. And inevitably, compliance, GDPR, HIPAA. Encryption is key there too.
Oh, absolutely. It's often not just recommended, it's practically mandated by these regulations. They require appropriate technical measures to protect personal data.
And encryption is a prime example of that.
It really is. It's a very common way organizations demonstrate they're taking data protection seriously and meeting those legal requirements for confidentiality.
Then there's the whole world of digital certificates and PKI.
Public key infrastructure. Yeah, that relies heavily on cryptography.
The sources explain that digital certificates use public key crypto to verify identities online, like websites.
Right. That certificate proves the website is who it claims to be. Your browser checks the certificate using the public key, and the secure connection relies on that asymmetric cryptography we talked about earlier, the public and private keys. PKI is the whole system for managing these certificates.
Issuing them, revoking them if they're compromised.
Exactly. Building that chain of trust online.
And just to round it out, the study guide questions explicitly ask about symmetric versus asymmetric keys, hammering home that core difference.
Which is good. Understanding that different same key versus different keys is fundamental to knowing when and why you'd use different types of encryption.
So if we pull this all together, what's the big takeaway from these sources regarding cryptography?
I mean, the overwhelming message is that crypto, especially encryption, isn't optional. It's foundational. It's woven into almost every single aspect of information security discussed.
Yeah, from securing data itself to networks to applications, disposal, compliance.
Everything. It's the cornerstone for confidentiality. And in some cases, like digital signatures, which rely on crypto, it helps with integrity too. It's just presented as utterly essential.
Like you said, the essential toolkit.
An indispensable one, yeah, for building and maintaining security in today's world.
Okay, so here's something to chew on for you, the listener. We know threats are always getting more sophisticated, right?
Yeah.
And we're creating more sensitive data than ever.
Constantly.
So, thinking ahead, how do cryptographic techniques need to change? How do they need to evolve to keep us safe down the road? You know, with things like quantum computers, potentially breaking current methods, or maybe new developments like homomorphic encryption?
It's a huge question. It really is a continuous arms race. How do we keep cryptography strong enough for the future?
Something to think about. Cryptography is our main shield. How do we keep it effective?